Tonight's Big Brother 21 eviction is sponsored by our friends over at ZipRecruiter. You know, hiring is challenging. Do you know how many Big Brother people I had to interview before I got you, Caitlin, to come in and be our correspondent for the season?
I'm sure plenty.
It's incredibly difficult, but there's one place where you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart, a place where growing businesses can connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter.com/survive. ZipRecruiter is going to send out your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. You're not looking for employment right now, right?
You know what? No.
No.
I'm not.
Okay.
But
if you were, ZipRecruiter could match you up because with their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. And as the applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 of the employers, it's like Christie's rules, ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 of the employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. What? Yes. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/survive. That's ZipRecruiter.com/survive. S-U-R-V-I-V-E. ZipRecruiter.com/survive. ZipRecruiter. It's the smartest way to hire. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who was very wrong about the prank week. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our Thursday night edition of Big Brother 21 Recap. And we're so excited because we have back here in the studio. What did you say your name was?
My new nickname, Caitlin
is here. Caitlin, how are you?
Incredible. Now that I have a Survivor RHAP buff around my head, looking like a true Survive hair.
Survive hair. Survive hair. I've never heard that before.
Guys, I'm so obsessed, but we'll get to that.
Okay. Caitlin is all into Survivor, but she's here to talk some Big Brother with us here tonight. Very excited to have you back here in the studio once again.
Love being here with you, Rob.
It's such a treat.
It really is. It's my favorite day of the week. I don't know about yours, but yeah. It's mine.
Trying to just fix this shot here on the fly. You're fine. You're fine. I just want to center it up. I feel like that too OCD to have too much space over there.
Oh, I get
to the left of us. All right. And then, of course, here with us to talk about everything that went on this week. And with a HOH challenge happening right now, let's welcome in the great Melissa Denny. Melissa, how are you?
I'm doing great. I am excited to talk about Big Brother and talk about this kind of strange episode with a lot of, you know, clowns and pies and just general trickery.
Okay. All right. So, Melissa, how's your week going?
It's going pretty well. Pretty well. It's been kind of an underwhelming week, I guess, just because I feel like we kind of already knew going into tonight what was going to be happening and who was going to be going home. So we didn't really have a lot of back and forth that we've been having the past couple weeks. I mean, you know, last week gave us everything with Christy almost going home and then staying. And now this week it was kind of like, okay. Yeah.
I feel like Rob was really just asking you how your week in general was, Melissa, like in your real life.
Yeah, I kind of wanted, like, I wanted to know how Melissa is doing.
And you're like, yeah, you know, as far as the game is concerned.
But as Big Brother 21 goes, so goes Melissa.
Melissa, you had a busy week.
I have had a busy week. I don't know if we're like trying to talk about other podcasts on here or like what we're trying to talk about here.
What do you have some breaking Melissa news?
It's not breaking. It's not
breaking. Breaking news are happening.
What do you have going on?
It's a little bit old news because it already was released.
Yeah.
It already broke. But I got to be on Reality Steve's podcast last night, which he just released this morning. Talking Big Brother, which was very exciting.
Oh, I didn't know it was out yet. I thought it was just announced. Okay.
No, so check it just, that out. Yeah, it just got released this morning. And it was a great time talking about Big Brother, especially because he doesn't know the show very well. So I kind of got to act like a little bit like a Big Brother history teacher.
Oh my God, Melissa.
Yes.
Because I got to explain, you know, how certain things got to be created, like why the jury sequestered and, you know, when the veto competition started, and kind of go through past things that happened on the show, and kind of trying to explain away why we have like a giant robot slinging insults, or why we have a like pigeon pooping on everyone. Why we're all like cheering for those things. So yeah, it was a good time.
All right,
so
check out Reality Steve, and you could hear our own Melissa Denny talking some Big Brother with Reality Steve. All right, so Nick is gone, Caitlin. What was Nick?
Arms of an angel. Do we have any of like you know those like sad songs you hear like, you know, on commercials? Like what about come on,
sing one. Go back. You had it. Let's mourn Nick.
What are some of the other ones that? Come on, guys.
What's another?
We have In the Arms of the Angels. We have
yeah, that's a good one.
See you at the crossroads.
Another turning for now. I'm just doing
the
like
stuck in the road.
Something unbridgeable.
Okay, well, where are you going with this? Yes, I hope you
had. What about that, like, graduation, friends forever?
No, there's no graduation.
Well, you know, it's like people are leaving.
House.
I hope you had the time of your life.
Yes. Oh, Nick.
Sorry, Nick.
Yeah, what a summer.
What a summer.
It's a cruel summer.
$4 now.
All right, well, let's be serious because the chat is going to start dragging us.
Rob, you're scared of the chat.
I am. I'm like a punching, the punching bear.
Do not do that.
Caitlin's my life. Caitlin, what do I need to do about the negative comments in the chat?
You can read them. Just don't take it on. You know what I say, guys?
Yeah.
This is the big thing I say. You can get hit with a lot of shit in your life, but you have the choice. Am I going to take this on? Don't take it on.
Okay, but we have to take on talking about Nick.
We do. It's important. Nick,
Melissa, let me float my conspiracy theory by you. Oh. All right. This was going to be a prank week of no eviction. And then after it was obvious that Nick was going home, like, let him go. We'll figure it out on the fly. We'll make this work.
It did seem like prank week kind of went out with a whimper.
Yeah.
And nothing really came of it. And then there are clowns. The end.
Yeah. I mean, could it have been on the table to say that the eviction was a prank? And then it's like, what are we getting here out of Nick?
I feel like it could have been on the table. However, like, is there anybody still left in the game that people are like dying to save? I feel like everyone can kind of go.
Yeah. There's no heroes here in Big Brother 21.
There's no like one hero, at least. There's no like, we're rooting for this person.
Cliff and Nicole are, you know, wonderful, but you know, there's not like a overwhelming runaway fan favorite.
They're not really doing it for the audience either. Like Cliff and Nicole, like as much as we live feeders love them, I know at least casual people are like, well, they're not really doing anything. Like
although,
they're kind of just
tonight, you know, I think that floating. Nicole got a big push also. I think that Nicole's really coming on strong.
Nicole had a good edit tonight, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just talk about Nick on his way out. Tonight, Melissa, really was a lot about Nick sort of realizing that he's been had by Tommy.
Yeah, I actually was kind of surprised that that was the main narrative, because I kind of felt like I wasn't getting that from Nick all week. I kind of felt like he was upset by it, but not enough. I wanted him to be more like, hey, Tommy did this to me, because we've been saying all week that this was the one way that Nick could stay, was to throw Tommy under the bus and let everybody know, like, hey, Mickey and Holly, Tommy told me that he's coming after you. You guys are his targets. You have to do, like, I'm willing to work on your side. You have to do something to get Tom, like, to get Tommy out. And since you can't get him out, you might as well get his right-hand man, Christy, out. And that was his in. And he just didn't use it. And so I thought, I mean, I guess it's more that I'm surprised that that's the narrative that's come out of this, which is that Nick feels betrayed by Tommy, because he could have betrayed Tommy back. And instead, he just was sad about it. I don't know.
Yeah. Kaylin, what do you think about Nick's look tonight?
You know what, Rob? Melissa gets these, and I know where I stand.
Yeah.
I know where I stand within this community. Yeah. Melissa gets these questions about strategy.
That's right.
About, you know, that's hard hitting.
She's my go-to for strategy.
Strategy, yeah. And ideas.
Yeah.
I get.
Yeah.
What did you think of the fashion?
That's right.
And I appreciate that. Thank and you know you. What? With that, I will say, he looked a bit young.
Well,
he looked like a newly bar mitzvah.
Mazel tov.
He looked newly bar mitzvah. He had a bit of a clean face.
Yeah.
I give it a 4.
Yeah. Galen said that he looked like a baby. I thought he looked like Melissa a little bit like a little baby Pauly Calafiore.
Yeah, I could see that a little bit. And you know, I will say with
Stay
Nick.
Stay crushing it.
With
this Emma. Little baby Calafiore.
Oh, my God.
Not Nick Calafiore.
His hair was looking good, though. I will say that, like, even though they did the whole zing about the hair, his hair hasn't really looked like that in a long time. So, you know, yeah, he did come in with that bull haircut, but he doesn't have it now.
It was fine. It was fine. It was fine.
It was fine. It was fine. Okay.
Also, I thought Cliff's hair looked nice tonight. I think he got a haircut.
I really
don't know how I noticed that, but I was like, oh, Cliff, yeah. Nice hair.
I don't know that I've ever noticed Cliff. Does Cliff have hair? No, like I don't even, you know, people like you think, oh, this is someone's hair. Like there's never a time where I'm like, oh, yeah, Cliff has this type of hair. Cliff has quite the mate, like quite the locks on him. I don't know. What color hair does he have?
Look, I don't normally look at it, but I did because he was on the wall.
Like a perm?
Okay, like he's got kind of a nice fresh cut going on. Yeah. But
okay, let's then while we're on everybody's looks, what do you think about Nicole's makeover?
I mean, I think she's beautiful to begin with, but I really liked her stepping into her own.
Mm. Mm.
Okay. I thought the makeover was nice. I thought she looked really pretty.
Very nice. She's coming into her own. She's coming into form, Nicole.
Into form. Okay.
Now, Melissa, one of the other things that I was a little surprised about on the episode was the conversation between Nicole and Holly about almost like the show was trying to make it seem like that Tommy and Christy are sort of in danger of being outed. That there's almost like Nicole is on to them.
I was very surprised at the direction. I mean, even in the intro, like,
I did
Julie
not hear
was
about
like,
that.
Yeah, Julie was like, is their long, years long relationship going to come back to bite them or something?
Yeah. And I
was
like, is it going to cause Christy to go home this week?
I was very confused because, I mean, I guess maybe that's the one narrative they could have used.
No!
Maybe Christy and Tommy's relationship will get outed, and that's why maybe Christy will go home. But like, I never got the impression throughout the week that that was a possibility of happening. And you know, it's possible that maybe Nicole does think that something's up, but I don't know if she really thinks that they've known each other for years or something. I know there was the wall yeller, but I never got the sense that anything was happening from
Nothing
that.
Nothing happened from that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
like I just, money out the other
I don't
end.
Know. Yeah.
From what I know on my end.
Caitlin, you have a sense for what's going to come next. So tell us, will Tommy and Christy be discovered or outed before the finale of Big Brother 21?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You think they got it?
Yeah. And also, can I just say something that's on my mind?
Yeah, of course.
I don't think Tommy's going to win.
Tommy is not going to win.
Mm-mm. I think he might go home this week.
Tommy could go home this week.
Like if he doesn't win.
Hmm. Okay.
That's all I want to say.
You heard it here first. Well, double eviction coming up 1 week from tonight.
I think he's outy scouty.
Okay. I think Tommy and Christy are the final two.
Did anyone ask?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. what do you think,
who
Melissa?
Asked?
All right, Melissa.
Rob, ask you.
You've heard two different. You've heard two different proposals. What do you think is going to happen?
I feel like I'm leaning more towards Caitlin's analysis. I
Get
do
out
think
of
that
the kitchen. Robert.
I think that Tommy. I think that Tommy is kind of in danger this week. It depends, though. You know, it really depends how this HOH pans out, because this does seem like an HOH that he could do really well in.
Yeah. So that's why I started the show a little bit late tonight, because I wanted to make sure that maybe we have a chance to have the outcome of the HOH here before the end of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Is that looking likely? Never mind.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it. We'll get to the spoilers.
It is likely that we will get the outcome before.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So
we're going to get taken off of YouTube for copyright.
No, I think it's if she's singing a cover.
Guys, do you want to hear something interesting?
Yeah.
Oh, my ADD is so bad tonight. So bad.
That's fine.
Okay, I learned recently.
Yeah, what did you learn?
The sound of a bobcat. Do you know what a bobcat sounds like?
what are you guys doing?
So it sounds like Johnny Mac.
No?
I think Rob's right. I feel like I've never heard a bobcat.
Can you do it again?
What does a bobcat sound like?
What are you guys doing? Bobcats are curious. Oh, they want to know what we're doing.
Oh, Rob. Bobcats don't speak English.
Okay, got it.
Okay,
got
this
it.
Is what a bobcat okay, sounds like, though. They go...
Yeah, where are we going with this?
Don't worry, it's just something I learned. I thought maybe the chat would want to know.
No, I think we got to talk some Big Brother before we do that. Although,
flash forward to next week when there's a bobcat competition.
I had it right every time. I'm like 99.999999999% sure that the last one was bobcatty because that
would have been the combination.
Because it smells exactly like what they use on my hair to highlight it.
Thank you for
making that full circle
and relevant for me.
Yeah.
How, Rob? Like, literally, how do you pick those out? Like, how do you remember that is something you have on your soundboard?
You don't forget that one, Melissa. Bobcat urine, you don't forget about that.
I still have no idea how your soundboard works because I'm always so impressed.
Well, when you come to the studio one day,
I should have done it today.
You go to Reality Steve's studio.
Yeah. I forgot. And also, I did not go to reality.
I know.
We'll go back to our regular scheduled program. Okay. I'm sorry.
All right. Tommy was commenting on this is a difficult game.
Oh, truly, this game is hard.
It is. It's Big Brother.
This game is hard. Tommy, you think, Melissa, that he could be in danger this week. Where is the danger coming from?
I think the danger is coming from... It's hard because I feel like people are starting to catch... I always feel like people are starting to catch on to Tommy. And then like 5 seconds later, they'll be like, I love Tommy. We got to keep him around. Whatever. Like,
I'm obsessed with you too.
I think it's going to come around and I think it's going to bite him. I think that there's been too much. And I also think
that
we've got Christy and Tommy and people are starting to really realize that these two are a pair. They're a team. Like Tommy, we thought was possibly with Nick, but he wasn't willing to vote out Christy. So there's been situations where it's been proven that Christy and Tommy are together. And if the house guests are smart, they're going to be like, we've got to split up pairs. So if Mickey wins this HOH, I absolutely could see him putting up both Tommy and Christy, maybe not having Tommy as his like actual target, but then something happens and they decide, you know what, this is our chance. We got to send him out.
You know, there was a narrative in the house and we heard it in the speeches and all through the week, Nick Such a great player. Nick, what a... really, that it's the 7-year anniversary of Dan's funeral, but maybe there's a new Big Brother ultimate strategist, and it's Nick. And boy, Nick has played such a great game. Melissa, how did this narrative build?
I don't know, but it's not an accurate narrative.
Not at all.
Like, yeah. Nick absolutely had the opportunity to save himself. And honestly, a lot of the time throughout the season, he's just been like stumbling over, like head over heels, like just like making his way through the game and somehow miraculously landing upright each week until this week. I mean, he should have gone home a long time ago with the way he's been playing, and how careless and mm-hmm. like, you know, he's been with his game. Now finally, you know, the chickens come home to roost or whatever, and he's out the door. But his gameplay was not ideal. He made a lot of mistakes. Right. And it's there have been moments where it's like, oh, he sees what's going on. He can use all this information. And then he just like doesn't use the information. Yeah. So,
Caitlin, I don't know. It's almost like if the people in the house think you're playing well, you're not. And if people in the house think you're not playing well, you are.
Yeah, it's weird. The actual quote that Chrissy says tonight was, Nick is a master at this game. That's mm-hmm. what she says. And I think you and I took a moment of silence, right. really, when that happened. There was a hush amongst the living room that Rob and I were sitting in, because it was a confusing moment for all of us. What has he done in the game that has been masterful?
We don't know.
Unclear. And if you do know, shoot us a message. We'd love to know.
Melissa, last summer, wasn't there a lot of people in the house talking about Caitlin? She's running the whole game.
What? No one said that.
Am I crazy, Melissa? She's running the whole thing. Tyler is her lapdog. That she's just Caitlin like, running everything.
Yeah, I do feel like in the beginning, I mean, I feel like there's always misinterpretations of what necessarily is going on in the house. I don't necessarily think Tyler was Caitlin's lapdog, but I do remember that narrative going around where Tyler was this like little puppy dog who would do whatever anybody said, and he really didn't have any agency in the game. When really we on the outside were like, mastermind. Well, no, Tyler's doing things. Look at that mastermind.
Yeah. Look at you.
Look at that mastermind. She should be on Survivor.
A message to you, Jeffrey Probst.
Okay.
My name. We shouldn't do this now.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, later on in this episode, Caitlin will film her Survivor audition video.
Woo!
Okay. All right.
Yes.
We'll work on that. We're gonna work on putting.
I'm gonna find structure. The idols.
Yes. Okay. We'll talk some Survivor with Caitlin later on, especially if we're stalling for time when we're trying to get to the winner of the HOH. All right. Let's talk about Christy on the block a little bit here. And Christy, for the third time in a row, on the block here, and she's up against Nick. Doesn't get a single vote, Caitlin.
No, it doesn't. But I do think that, and I don't know if you're going to get to this, maybe I'm jumping ahead, but let's discuss her four values that she wants to live by. Oh, yeah.
No, I do want to discuss this. Okay.
Someone that appreciates a value in life.
How many values did she have?
She has four.
Are we sure?
Absolutely positive.
Okay. Let's go. Let's go to the...
to the tape. Roll back.
Let's go to the clip.
So for the last 5 years, I've been really inspired by four life principles, and they...
So the last 5 years, been inspired by four life principles. Okay.
1 year she took a break.
It took a year to figure out the four principles.
5 years, four principles.
Are be impeccable with your word. Don't make assumptions. Try not to take things personally, and always do your best. And all the while I've been studying these five things to just get me through regular life,
five
I realized
things.
That these are the same four things that can help get
four
us through
things.
This game. And
wow.
What is it?
Okay. I feel like all those things are not things she's been exhibiting.
Yeah, okay. Let's go through, revisit them one more time.
Wait, okay.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, we need to revisit the don't make assumptions. You not. Chrissy, I love you, girl. I love you, girl. Yeah. But for you to put out to America and beyond that one of your values is to not make assumptions, yet... Shall we rewind to that first freak out she had when she thought she was going on the block, which was not happening? I can't and I shan't.
Okay.
So for the last 5 years, I've been really inspired by 4 life principles, and they are be impeccable with your word.
Be impeccable with your word, Melissa. How's she doing on that one?
Not great, I don't think. I'm like...
You're fine. Let me... Hold on. We were waiting on Scott St. Pierre. Hold on.
She's not doing great on the being impeccable with your word. I do feel like, that's kind of impossible to do in
Do the bobcat when we...
Okay.
All right. So we didn't get one. So look, these 4 things are hard. Okay. All right.
Why don't you do the bobcat?
I'm a bobcat.
Don't make assumptions.
Don't make assumptions.
Don't make assumptions. Come on.
Nope, she's not doing that.
She makes a lot of assumptions. Like, hey, Nick is going to put me on the block. Yeah. I know it's coming.
Yeah.
He asked me how I was doing.
Try not to take things personally.
Don't take things personally. How's she doing with that one?
Not great.
Yeah, no, she's taking everything very personally. That's kind of what she does.
Is do your best and
do your best. She's doing,
I will say, but she's probably doing her best. So
everyone's doing their best at any given moment.
Yeah.
We got to give her that. Yeah. Okay. I'll give her that. Give her that one.
All right. And, but counting things is,
while I've been studying these 5 things to just get me through regular life, I really,
yeah, there's still only 4 things.
Listen, numbers are hard.
They're hard. Okay.
Math is hard.
That is hard. It's also hard dealing with clowns, Melissa.
Yes, that was actually very fun on the live feeds. I love when they do that. I really do. I'm like a sucker for it. When they do the like scare, it's not as good when it's, continuing on, but the first couple scares when the person's just like washing the dishes and then they look up and they see something in the mirror, that is always so funny.
Do you want to hear a hot take?
You guys
can't tell anyone. You guys can't tell anyone.
All right.
Like, please, like, don't tell anyone. That was like an idea of maybe something we were going to do for like when I came in to host the comp. It was going to be like flashlight, like the double mirror kind of thing.
You were going to be scaring them.
It's going to be like me with the flashlight behind the
thing.
That would
have been so good. Yeah. Oh, why didn't they do it?
From a bunch of things. Because we didn't have time for that shit. Get in and get out.
They
gotta pay
for
another meal if I stay that long.
Yes. Okay. They're not gonna do that. Lots of fun for prank week. I like that prank week has sort of just like been like, let's just scare Nicole more.
She's so cute.
Let's just do more stuff to Nicole.
Yeah.
She's very cute.
But I will say that her and Jackson's pie war was very fun. They both did a good job with it where no one took anything personally. Like, I feel like I might not be so great at that because I feel like if someone hit me in the face with the pie or like ran after me with the pie, I'd be like mad, which I probably shouldn't be because it's like all part of a game or whatever. But I'd be like, stop it. Seriously, stop.
I'd be annoyed.
I'd be annoyed about it. But, I did really like how even when like Nicole hit him within the pie final or hit him in the face with the pie for the final time. I was a little nervous because at first he kind of was quiet and I was like, is he going to be like mad or like upset or something? And then he was like, oh, you got me. Good job. Good job. Like I'm impressed. And I was like, okay, good. And I feel like they did a good job on that one.
Yeah.
Very fun.
It's not just Melissa who's really come around on Jackson. But also Nick was like Jackson, he's the greatest guy ever. I always have his back and I'm here to fight the Zingbot for calling him a douchebag. He's a great guy. I'm going to hang out with him in Vegas after he wins the game.
Yeah, shout out to Vegas.
Yeah.
I felt like, why was he so concerned about Jackson? I feel like half his interview was about like, Jackson's a nice guy. Don't be mean to him.
Yeah, Zingbot.
Like maybe you should be cautious about yourself.
Worry about your own house.
Worry
about you.
Yeah, worry about you.
I'm a little worried for him.
Defend Jackson.
Can we discuss? And I don't even know if you were going to get to it, Rob.
Well, what? I don't know.
Can we discuss the beauty that is the jury house?
Yeah, let's save the jury house. We are going to talk about the jury house.
Just wait a minute. We'll get to the jury house in a second.
The Big Brother Bobcat strikes again.
Yeah. Melissa, did you see when the fly landed on Nick during his interview with Julie?
He was like,
I can't breathe. I don't know why.
Oh, my God.
You did you catch that when the fly landed on Nick?
Yes, I saw, but your pop hat voice.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Why did you even think to say that?
I don't know.
Hey, man. My name is Rob the Bobcat. Wow, I hate us. Sorry. Yo, why are there bugs in the CBS? I literally wrote them on my notes. CBS Radford. Why? Yeah, I wrote flying in. Why are there bugs flying in this
space?
If the
ants don't get you, the flies will.
Get it together, CBS Radford. That's what I wrote.
Yeah. The fly landed on Nick. And then also, Nick was very, sure to announce, like, hey, anybody, with mental health, that's been his platform all season long, Melissa.
Yeah, that's been his platform that he's telling people.
He said it with Big Jeff, and he bookends. He said it on the way out, but in between.
But all in between. Yeah, it was just
in between, he did not seem like he was always putting everybody's mental health concerns first.
It was non-mental health helpful sandwich.
Wait, can we address this?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
We need to address the fact that right now, I'm just under this impression that that's the voice you're making for a bobcat when everyone's like, she doesn't get it. There's something. What don't I get, Rob? What's going over my head in front of my eyes?
There's a guy that's named Bobcat Goldthwait. That's what he talks like.
Who is he?
I'll show you clips on YouTube later. We'll look at YouTube videos later.
I am shooketh to the mother core.
I'm going to defend Caitlin on this one and say that,
it would be weird if you guys knew who that was.
I've heard the name, but I don't know. I don't know what he sounds like. So
I'm still going to hold you the original.
I'm assuming it's a very accurate impression, though.
Yeah.
Considering your Tommy impression, your Sam impression.
It's also the same as my Johnny Mac impression.
No, that was
Does Johnny Mac sound like him?
Yes.
You're doing the Lord's work.
Thank you. Well, thank you. All right. Let's talk about the jury house. Or as Julie referred to it tonight.
When we return, Three's Company in the jury house.
Whoa.
Three's Company. Wow. There he is.
Are you familiar with Three's Company? Yes.
I mean, maybe not Bobcat, but Three's Company.
Yeah, Three's Company, recently we covered that on Robin Akiva Anita podcast. We watched season 3, episode 7.
Nice plug.
Yeah, I plugged my own podcast of Three's Company. And so, the plot of Three's Company was one guy who lived in a house with two different women, but he did not have a relationship with any of those women, Jack Tripper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we did not get a Big Brother, Mr. Furley, or the Ropers either here on Jury House, Three's Company. But let's talk about Jack in the jury house. Listen, the Big Brother decided to take the foot off the gas of dragging Jack.
Yeah, they kind of turned him into a little silly guy who's playing with himself.
He's a silly guy. Hey, remember 3 weeks ago when we showed you all the ways that this guy has said offensive things?
Yeah. And now we're just going to do
there's a lovable side to him, too.
We threw him in a nice mansion in Malibu.
Here he is
forget about that stuff.
Yeah,
that's
come on.
News.
Like, in the pool.
Yeah.
With gorgeous home.
Yeah,
gorgeous
so you're very taken with the home.
You know, the fashion, the home, the aesthetics, Rob, we know my place within this podcast. And
the mini golf.
Yeah, mini golf.
Beautiful stuff happening. My God. And you know what? They're definitely proud of it because they've never really shown this level of all the aspects of the house.
Yeah, so what are you saying there?
I'm saying that they're proud.
They're proud. The production is like, hey, this is a nice
house. They're proud to show this mansion. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we had first Kat shows up at the jury house and seems that her and Jack have hit it off. No problems.
No problems. Good relationship there. Maybe too good. Yeah, maybe a little bit too good. And then, Seth comes in and it's a strange little triangle.
That I feel like I would like to see more. Melissa, that I know that you keep up with the Bachelor in Paradise, but this is exactly like something that you would see on that show where, okay, Kat and Jack are hitting it off, but
let's bring in his ex-girlfriend.
I've got a date card. Can I steal Jack for a sec? And then poor Kat was just, you know, sitting there with a, you know,
with their mini golf.
Well, what do I do now? Now I got nothing coming up. Don't worry. Nick's coming in.
Nick will be there and then they'll trade off and everyone will keep going.
How awkward is that going to be for everybody involved once Nick shows up at the jury?
That's going to be so awkward. Sis, right in between Jack and Nick.
Yeah.
It'll be
with Kat, you know, swirling around the rest of it. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting vibe there for sure.
That jury house is ready to explode.
Let's go visit.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, if you have an in, we'll go check it out.
Wish I did, but there's only so much I can do.
Not yet. Not yet. Guys, okay. Not yet. So no fighting yet in the jury house, but I definitely think that Kat and Sis could get into it. Nick is going to be, you know, creepy creeperson hanging out, trying to stalk.
Trying to cut in.
You know, what's like back when the original night that Sis and Jack hooked up when he was like, hey.
Let me in.
Hey, I just wanted to say happy birthday. I just wanted to be the first guy to say happy birthday. What's going on in there?
Hey, oh, man.
Yeah, you guys can leave the door open. You don't have to have there's no locked doors in this house. Yeah. All right. Oof.
And then, you know, Taryn had a good tweet, actually, where he was like, it's kind of unfortunate that your big game move, like your big impressive game move, has to be explained in the jury house by Sis. Because literally, Christy made that big move last week, got to stay. It was amazing. And then Sis comes in and is like, yeah, I don't know what happened. I guess there's tacos. And then she like, that. I don't know.
Mm. That was really good, Melissa.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Julie, I feel like, was really trying to come for Nick's game in the interview, talking about how, like, seems like you blew it at Taco Tuesday, Nick. What happened
seems like
there?
You sucked.
I think she was really, like, making him reevaluate. She asks a lot of leading questions, which I understand. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I'm
okay?
Passing. She asks a lot of leading questions. So when she started asking all the questions about, well, do you feel betrayed by Tommy? Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's an interesting take that she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she does do that. She does ask questions where it's like, well, don't you think it would have maybe been better for your game to work with so-and-so and so-and-so? Or don't you think so-and-so is playing a good game? Like, she asks questions that are clearly trying to get you to think about something, honestly, I don't mind it. I really should be like more upset that it's like you're influencing the jury. But I do feel like a lot of the times they leave the house and they don't understand really what's going on. And so if she can give them a situation where they're starting to think more about somebody's game who's playing under the radar or whatever, and maybe give them more credit, I feel like that is helpful in the end when determining a winner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's take some questions here. Scott St. Pierre is standing by. Let's take some questions. Or you want to do your notes? You want to do questions first?
You are my boss.
Okay. So let's take some questions, okay? This is one from BB Survivor Fan 13. I really want to see Christy go, but did Nick just play the most clueless game of Big Brother ever? I think Jess has a better idea of what's going on.
Okay.
All right. Now, you earlier tonight, you said that you are a huge Jess fan, that Jess is your hero.
Stan.
You stan Jess. Is that for real?
I actually do really like Jess.
Like is different than stan.
I like her.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be pissed if she won.
You wouldn't be pissed if she won. I think people would be pissed.
I would be happy for
pissed.
Her.
Pissed. Yeah.
Pissed. I'd be happy for her.
Okay.
I would.
But what is she doing? What is it that you like so much?
Yeah, Caitlin, please explain yourself.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't think
because this is wrong.
Okay, listen. I don't think that she's like, I think she's kind of annoying. Like, she like inserts herself and like doesn't make good points and is like a little unnecessary. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I just love a gal that can somehow weasel her way to a place that she has absolutely no reason to be in. Like, there's just something about that gives me a very deep satisfaction. And I think she's doing a really good job at it. And like, I kind of love watching her like think that she deserves to be there. And like, I just like it.
Okay. All right. So
we're all entitled, Melissa.
Yeah.
All right. Our own.
All right. Here's a question from Mr. Robot Taryn wants to know, what does Melissa's casual mom think of this season? Who are her favorites?
I actually
what
saw this.
What does casual mom think?
From Robot Taryn. And I asked her. Her name is Jeannie.
Cash Jeans.
Cash Jeans.
She
says that she typically likes the underdog, but now maybe Mickey. But before, no way. Wow. I always like Nicole, but her gameplay is dumb. Cliff is a bit smarter. Tommy is in the best position to win.
Has jeans with a hot take.
Yeah. So that is what the TV show only viewers, not all of them, but at least a few or at least some are thinking from the edit.
Okay. What about your dad?
And, you know, when I talked to, well, I have not asked my dad, but when I talked to Reality Steve last night, he is a very, very casual viewer. And so he explained that, like, Nicole's not doing anything. She's just, like, being dragged along, which I tried to explain, like, that's not the way I see it. But, you know, I could see you get that impression from the edit. But it was interesting because he thought that Jackson was for sure a shoo-in to win. And, you know, he actually made me think about that more because originally I was like, no, I don't see it. But I absolutely see him having people in the jury house that would vote for him at this point. I mean, look at Nick leaving the house being like,
well, count the votes in the jury house right now. So he's got Jack. He's got Kat. Maybe not Sis. But she'll do whatever, you know, her friends in the jury house tell her to do. And then also has got Nick now.
Yeah, we basically talked last night and we explained, like, okay, if Jackson gets to the end, I do think he has a really good chance to win unless he's sitting next to Holly. And I feel like then it's a little trickier because I do feel like some of the votes that might go for Jackson then go for Holly. But other than that, I do feel like he has a really good chance at this point.
Caitlin, could Jackson ever cut Holly? Do you see a scenario where he would get rid of her? You do?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
For sure.
I like to see that. I like to see the, John and Netta weren't dating in the house, but they had been close. I'm trying to think, Melissa, what is there a Big Brother example of, like, a showmance that gets down to the end and then one part of the showmance cuts the other one? I can't think of that time. And I know the chat will explode if there is one.
No, I mean, I don't think so either. I do feel like that was the one situation where that happened.
Irony is that last season Tyler, had he gone to the end with Angela, probably goes on to win, but didn't want to cut KC.
There is Big Brother 5 with Drew and Diane.
Drew and Diane. I mean, how real was that?
I don't know if I necessarily...
I can not only see Jackson cutting Holly, but I could also see Holly cutting Jackson. Like, I can see it both ways.
Yeah.
I don't think that, like, yes, they are very, very close, and they're definitely, like, seeing each other, whatever capacity that is, but I think that they really, really, really both want to win. So I don't think, and I think that they would both forgive each other and it would not be like grudges hell. I don't know. I can see them doing it. They're not, like, close enough, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
But then again, I don't know anything.
So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see. It's interesting. All right. So then the question from Jair, are we going to have a reset button? Eviction is canceled after double eviction week is finished. Which two players will be going home next week? Okay, so let's talk about this schedule a little bit, Melissa, because with the numbers here, it's a little wonky. So we're down to 7 now at this point. Mm-hmm. Next Thursday night, we'll have our first show of September, and then
double
we will
eviction.
Get down from 6, and then we will get down to 5.
Right.
Then we will be together in person on September 12th, and presumably get from 5 to 4. But the finale at that point is still 13 days away. So
something is going to happen unless they decide to not do that truncated final four, like get down to whatever. Yeah,
so I guess then would they then go down, have a normal week from 4 to 3 and lose somebody on the night of the 19th? And then have a final, get down to the final 3 on the 19th. So instead of doing, because normally they do, like, go to, like, the final 5. The final 5 eviction and then the final 4 eviction, like, back-to-back nights. Like, they have, like, a Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
So is that what we're presumably doing?
Yeah. I mean, I would think so. But I also don't know anything.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. It's always hard for me to predict like what they're going to do. I know Taryn's very good at that, of being like, okay, well, this is, we have this amount of weeks left, and this is probably going to happen. But I always just like wait till Julie says what's going on.
Yeah, we can make assumptions. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, do we think that?
Yeah,
that,
Christy says don't make assumptions.
So she just, yes, that is what she says. But do you think, is that more likely, or do you think that we will have some sort of a canceled eviction, or somebody comes back from the jury house?
No one is coming back.
No one's coming back.
God.
Okay.
I really hope that no one comes back.
I just think it's going to be hard to make a show with that few people, that once you get down to four people, to do 2 weeks of shows with just four people in the house, I think is rough.
But that's why they have a, they have some stuff planned, Rob.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, maybe they're going to, you know, sort of reinvent the wheel.
Sometimes, guys, I know things that I just cannot share.
Yes. Okay. All right. Let's go back to the questions from Cindy. How safe do you think Cliff is, and does he know it? I hope he makes it to the end. All right. Melissa, could you just talk overall about Cliff and where he stands? That is he looking like a threat in the wake of Nick going home?
I think Cliff is in a pretty good position. I feel like people aren't really looking at him. I mean, you've got Jackson and Holly still in the house, and you've got Christy and Tommy still in the house. So I think now that Nick is gone, you've just got these two couples, these two major couples that I do think people are looking at and thinking, you know, we got to figure out a way to get these people out. And while Cliff and Nicole are kind of a couple, they're not really seen that way necessarily, even though Cliff has done a decent job of being like, you know, Nicole is my, I'm not getting, voting out Nicole. We're a package deal, all that. I really do think Cliff is in a pretty good position, and I hope he can take it pretty far.
Yeah. Could Cliff win, Caitlin?
Sure thing.
Yes.
Sure thing.
Boy, if Cliff wins, Melissa, if Cliff wins, the old person, if they weren't already getting voted out week one, the next Big Brother 22, the old person will be on the block and out the door. Like they need like five old people. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd be happy with five old people. Honestly, like these quote unquote old people aren't even old. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
We need some older blood in there. I want to see people who are at least 30.
I want to see 75.
I thought you were going to say like 70. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I just mean like I want an older
some
cast
old
generally.
Some old buzzards who are 30?
So get a bunch of. I want to see an older cast generally. So we can at least get a bunch of 30-year-olds.
Right there with Cliff. So what did you think about when they called Holly an old buzzard this week?
Mean.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like it, and I didn't think it was funny. I feel like the zings this season were a little weak. I feel like we've had a lot better zings in the past, and these ones like didn't quite make a lot of sense, and they were kind of
like, I mean, Christy's,
Cliff's one.
I thought Christy was good.
Christy's was good, but it could have been way darker.
Yeah.
And Nicole's like, come on.
Are you sad that you didn't get zinged? Would you have liked to have been zinged,
Rob,
by the Zingbot?
I was so thrilled that I wasn't going to have to get zinged, and then of course the Zingbot Twitter, like the night that Zingbot was like coming into our house, I was like, oh, totally passed that one, thank God. And then all of a sudden, Zingbot decides to like advertise himself for coming on my season. And he's like, guess you predicted it right, Caitlin. Like just some sort of bullshit, basically. And I'm like,
guess you predicted it right? That
like,
doesn't
no,
sound
no,
bad.
Like just something about like, and I was like, okay, homie.
Something about your sound effect.
Oh, I'll tell you like what's not easy. Like,
Big
doing
Brother
a puzzle,
is hot.
Like, you just like whatever. Okay,
whatever,
Zingbot.
Yeah,
you.
Go home. Whatever, whatever. Go home. Okay, all right. Let's go to Mick Frapp.
In the
Of Caitlin, how would you have done it on the wall comp? You seem to have a winning build. Whoa.
That
was really nice
That's
of you.
A statement.
Second of all, I've performed in the wall comp before, and I made it to the final four people up there.
Okay.
So I do well. I have very good balance, upper body strength,
stamina,
mental health.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I do really terrible.
You think. That's the thing, though, Melissa. It's one of those things where you just can't. You think that you're going to do poorly in something, but you don't know, Melissa, how you're going to do standing
on
a
chair. I have not been in that situation
before. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why when people are like, oh, I'm going to be so good at this, like, what? Like, how would you? I've never been in a situation to do that. Like, what do you mean,
Melissa? Yeah. Are we at a point where there is a new HOH yet?
There is a new age. All right,
then, so I don't want to stall anymore. We'll get to we'll talk about what's the problem.
No, I'm just like so.
I know the news.
Okay, all right. So let's go.
Spoiler.
All right, here. Let's do one more question. Derek Unthank wants to say, does Nick regret not fighting a giant mosquito after he was attacked during his exit interview? Thanks, RJ. Nick, would you rather fight one giant mosquito during your exit interview, or are you comfortable with the relationship that you have with the mosquitoes? Melissa, did you see the viral video floating around of Big Jeff on the panel eating the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
No, I did not.
Did you see
why
that?
Am I out of it?
Yeah.
They really...
No, and I had to stand that that our own Kirsten McInnes and I were in a debate the other day of was the other person... I think Al Jackson, I think, is the other panelist who had said about the chicken sandwich. Does that taste like a neighborhood you don't often visit?
Yeah.
You've never been to? And she was saying that, oh, he zinged Jeff. I'm like, no, he's talking to the other woman on the panel. He's not talking to Jeff.
Oh, you didn't think so?
Definitely not. We went back. We watched the whole video.
Oh, then I got to go back and watch the video.
Yes, go back and watch the whole thing. Jeff was not being dragged for the chicken sandwich.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Caitlin, this is a question for you later on in the show.
What?
Have we officially entered the era of voting blocks in Big Brother? Or would that be trust clusters, Caitlin?
Oh.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
A trust cluster. I get it, guys. I get it.
Yeah. Well, let's just, Melissa, real quick, that is the way that the house is fluid with pairs in the house, that is this something new or is this a scenario that we have seen before, like a Big Brother 18?
I think we've seen this. With people voting not in just giant alliances, I think we've seen this where people kind of where it's very fluid. Although I do think that that's more like a Big Brother Canada thing, at least from my experience. But this isn't a new thing.
Yeah. I think Big Brother Canada 6, we had that to a degree, right? Coming down to the home stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
I'm nervous.
So let's go ahead. Let's go to... Melissa, what happened? Melissa, what's going on?
Sorry, I dropped my device that tells me all the answers.
She dropped her spoiler machine. Okay. All right. That being said, we will be back on Sunday night live to talk about the Sunday night episode if you are leaving us. And then before we get into the spoilers from tonight, let me take a moment and thank one of our sponsors for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at AIS, the auto insurance specialist. Caitlin, how expensive is auto insurance?
Actually a lot.
Yes.
And I'm new to this world because I officially have to pay my own.
And now here's what happens to you that whatever your renewal is, those car insurance rates keep creeping up. And finally, now you could do something about it. Call AIS because they are the specialists. They'll use their smart quote technology to shop the rates of dozens of insurance companies in just a few seconds. They could get you a quote that could save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in as little as just 5 minutes, with insurance rates rising fast. And the big insurance companies are hoping that you won't notice. Take back control. Go to AISinsurance.com/Rob. Let AIS use their smart quote technology to save you money on your car insurance. Don't make your next insurance payment until you check out the rates with AIS. Go to AISinsurance.com/Rob. It's the easiest thing you could do today to save a lot of money on your car insurance. Call 1-800-777-4AIS or AISinsurance.com/Rob. Let's talk some spoilers.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
Warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Yes. Okay. All right.
All right.
All right.
Yes.
Kayla, do you have a prediction?
Yeah.
You do have a prediction. Yeah. Okay. What's the Caitlin prediction?
Just because I said Tommy was going to go home, now I think Tommy.
Now you think Tommy's going to be the choice. Okay. I think it's going to be somebody that the chat doesn't like because I saw some reactions that people unhappy.
People aren't happy.
From the chat. Okay, Melissa, what's going on? Based on the chat reaction, I think maybe it's Tommy.
Oh. All right. Here's the answer. It is Jackson.
Okay.
We have another Jackson HOH. So the HOHs went Jackson, Holly, Jackson.
I have full body chills.
Crazy.
Chestnut checkers.
Okay.
Chestnut checkers.
Oh my God.
He's telling. So basically, it got down to him and Tommy, it appears to me. It was Nicole, Tommy, and Jackson.
Wow.
And Jackson was hoping Nicole would take it. But then she fell and it was between him and Tommy and he had to win it.
It's hot.
So he won it. It's so hot.
It's so hot up here, Julie.
We're up here. We're getting sprayed with water. So anyway,
Melissa,
I know. I'm just pulling out these impressions.
Yeah.
basically, Jackson's telling Nicole, I won for you and Cliff because I know that Tommy would have put you up, which actually I don't think is true. I think Tommy would have put up Jackson and Holly. But anyway, basically, Jackson's like, I wish I didn't win that, but I had to. However, he's saying, I don't think it's good for our game to go after Tommy. He says that he's thinking Christy and Jess.
Okay.
So that is his thought process is okay, he wants
Jackson.
To have... He wants Christy and Jess on the block. So I think that there is a total possibility that we get Jess out this week.
Oh, Kaylin. Uh-oh.
In the
uh-oh. I feel sticky. This is nasty.
Yeah. In Jess's honor, we sing this song.
Wow. Okay. But Jackson,
listen,
Melissa, in a very vulnerable spot heading into the double eviction.
Absolutely. Holly needs to win it or else he's in a tricky position. I mean, it's possible that Cliff and Nicole, if one of them win it, they're like, well, we can't get him out. Like, you know, forget it. But you never know. At a double, it's so easy to just get out just a target because, yeah, because it's like,
he's
you know, they're not going to be around all week. Let's just do it. But Jackson has won a lot. At this point, it does seem like he's going to need to win a competition every week in order to stay in the house. Because I think everyone at this point is probably looking at him like, what are we doing? We got to get this guy out. So
that makes me so sad.
That Jess is going to go out?
No.
What?
It makes me sad. I feel like double eviction energy is probably so fun.
Stressful.
Fun. I wish I was there for a double eviction. Like, how fun is that? Bam, bam.
Yeah.
Bam, bam.
Yeah.
Boom, bam.
It's very exciting. I always like breathe really heavily. Like I can't stay calm during a double eviction. I don't know why, but even if I like
exciting.
Already think I know what's going on, but it's just like,
yeah.
It's
although
very
I feel like what was the last good one that we had in the US?
That's tough. We don't really get a lot of good ones,
yeah.
Even
last
though
year, the one last year where we had
sad for me.
Yeah, what happened? It was Brett went home and then Haley went home in the first part.
Yeah.
Haley and Brett. So
it was a sad night.
And it was sort of like, hey, we wanted Brett to win. It's gonna be exciting. Level 6 is finally gonna have a and it's like one step
nothing.
Ahead, two
yeah.
steps ahead, three
I'm
steps,
two steps ahead of you, Obama.
Yeah. So not anticlimactic last season. Although I think that was also the night that Julie Chen first referred to herself as Julie Chen Moonves, and then she called Brett Brent. I think also
yes, big night.
Yes,
very big night.
So those were the highlights of the double eviction last season.
So a lot to look forward to.
Okay, all right. Let's take some more questions. Let's go to. Lauren has a question. Was Nicole taking off her glasses for this competition her best move yet? She wasn't able to see the clowns or jump scares.
That's funny.
She got to take off her glasses. There was no scares that she could see.
Now do it in the box.
It's not fair. Yeah.
Hey, Nicole. Why you take off the glasses?
Very nice. Multi-talented right there.
Silly voice.
That's what you sound like.
Yeah. All right. Johnny DeSavera says, is Tommy still good with this jury or is his chances diminishing? I kind of feel like that Tommy is getting a little bit of the villain edit for the. Although Sis went out and said, "I love Tommy. He's the best." But I feel like other people are like, "Yeah, Tommy. He said he had my back."
Yeah,
yeah. I feel like it's kind of a not exactly the same, but it's similar to a Paul situation where you know everyone leaves the house being like, "Oh, I love Paul. I love Paul." Especially because like the goodbye messages from Paul are all like, "I don't know what happened. Like, I'm so sorry to see you go." And I feel like that's kind of what Tommy's doing, where he's like, "I'm so sorry to see you go." And then as people keep getting out, they're going to start comparing notes and being like, wait a second. I thought Tommy was working with me. He said that he wasn't going to vote for, wait, what? What's going on?
Yeah.
And then people are going to start realizing that, oh, Tommy basically played us all. And it's not going to end well for him.
Yeah, it seems like that may, and you know, Nick is going to be trash talking him constantly in the jury house. So, and talking up Jackson and Holly. They're the real ones. Okay.
I also think there's a situation where if Christy gets out and she ends up telling people, or it somehow gets out that Christy and Tommy know each other and have known each other for years. I feel like that is a tough pill for people to swallow, especially people within the Grateful Alliance, because they're going to be like, wait, what? Like, so he had her back the whole time, not any of ours. Like, I thought I was closer to Tommy than Christy was. And this whole time they've been lying to us. Like, I thought we were an alliance and we were telling each other everything. And I just feel like that might be not great.
Yeah.
One other Tommy clip from tonight.
Please.
I didn't think I was scared of clowns, but when one is staring at you with sharp fangs and blood coming from its mouth, then
listen, it is what it is.
This is what it is. Sharp fangs.
Sharp fangs.
Okay. All right.
Do you
want to
hear my notes?
Oh, yeah. Well, let me do that. One more question. We'll get to Caitlin's notes. This is from Sandra, who says, anyone notice Nick mentioned and professed his love for Bella? Just kidding. We all did. Ha ha ha. And we laughed and laughed and laughed. What's going to happen with those two crazy kids, Bella and Nick?
They're in
Isabella
love.
Isabella and Nick.
I don't know that it's going to look good.
Yeah, not great night.
You don't think it's going to look good?
Nope.
Okay. All right. You don't think that he can't wait to jump into her arms and then
hug.
He'll kiss her little face.
Yeah, it'll be weird for all of us. But
okay. All right. All right.
Thank God I'm not Bella. That's all I gotta say.
All right. Caitlin takes notes every single week.
Yes.
Okay. And so let's go to
Cats.
Cats. Cats what?
When you weren't here, I played Cats in the background while I played.
Oh, you know, I remember.
Where did you Sexy Jazz?
Yes, yeah.
That's, sexy Jazz.
Okay, all right. All right. Well, we call it slow jam, okay?
I call it sensual jazz.
Okay.
Jazz.
Here we go. Here's Caitlin's notes.
August 29th, 2019. Okay. Screw Big Brother. I am a Survivor stan now. Millennials versus Gen X till the day I die.
Why was that in your notes from tonight?
I was so distracted thinking of Survivor. Can you not ruin my
Sorry.
Thanks, Rob. Nicole is so cute when she's scared. This jury house is stunning. I want to go hang. Quote, Nick is a master of this game. What in the actual hell are you talking about, Christy? Guess this cast is going to Vegas. Julie looks elegant tonight. Why are there bugs flying in Nick's face right now? Get it together, CBS Radford. I'm for sure going to find a hidden immunity idol when I get on Survivor. That's my last note.
Okay. All right. Great job.
Thank you.
I want to go hang.
I want to go hang. I'm going to find a hidden immunity idol.
You are.
The voice. Okay.
Survivor.
All right.
I know. This is the wrong podcast. I know.
All right. But you're in the right place.
I feel...
You're in the right place
like
at the wrong time.
I can be myself.
Yeah.
Now.
Where? Here or on Survivor?
I feel Survivor.
On Survivor. Like, guys, I need to be on that show. I am exactly what the show needs.
You might be.
Like,
I would
legitimately...
Love
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Jeff. My name is Caitlin Herman. You might not know me because you might not watch Big Brother, but if you did, you would know that I infamously got out of the house because I couldn't solve a 7-piece puzzle. That noted.
I think you're making a mistake talking about Big Brother here.
Yeah, I feel like you should probably say, like, don't watch this season.
Okay. Just, my name is Caitlin Armand. You might recognize me from Big Brother. If you don't, cool. I'm ready to play Survivor. I was born to play this game. I'm going to find all the idols. I'm a super fan as of recently. I want to align myself with strong players and cut them in the end. And
No, you're going about this the wrong way.
Why?
This is a much better tape for you.
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I'm 24. I'm a fan of essential oils, meditation, and the back door.
Yeah, forget Big Brother. Like, hey, I'm Caitlin. I'm a life coach, I'm tapped into spirit guides and I'm
energy.
But
what if he hates that?
He doesn't. He loves it.
I love him, so yes. I think I'm gonna be like, hi, Jeffrey.
Yeah, look, and Jeff is super into like Tony Robbins stuff.
He is.
Yes.
What in the? Are you serious?
I think him and Mark Burnett. Yeah.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Yeah, he does not watch Big Brother podcasts. So.
Will you help me make my audition video?
Yes, absolutely. We'll work on that.
Okay, sorry, guys. I just really want you to be part of my journey.
Okay, we'll train you for Survivor. Okay. All right, let's take a couple more questions. And then
we'll get the hell out of here.
Okay. Lexi says, what decision gets more respect from you guys and or the BB fandom when it comes to the final two? Bringing a worthy competitor or a nobody floater to most likely secure the win? Bring a nobody floater, right, Melissa?
Yeah. I mean, when Cody Calafiore brought Derek, we were all like, what a mistake. He just lost himself the game. And I don't feel like that we were all very happy because we wanted Derek to win. But, you know, when he did that, we were like, what a mistake. He had the game in the bag if he brought Victoria.
Although Derek said with you guys that Frankie Grande would have tipped the jury and made Victoria.
Yeah,
win.
But whatever. Without knowing that other information, and Cody didn't know that information at the time. So I do feel like it's like I would have respected the move to take Victoria and cut Derek. I would have been sad about it while watching, but I would have respected it.
Okay. All right. Caitlin, did you want to talk any Survivor? You want to give us real quick some of your Survivor takes?
Okay.
Besides the, you want to be on the show?
Yeah, forget me for a hot second. Guys, for those of you that have been following my journey, I binged Millennials versus Gen X in one weekend. There's a lot to say about the cast. Let's start with some of my favorites. I watched it because I have friends that were on the show. I figured it was a nice thing to do. Adam, what a glorious, deserving winner. I love you. Love from America to you in the Virgin Islands. That's number one. Number two. I love Brett.
Yes.
And what's the other? Chris?
Chris, yes.
Who is Long John Silver? The long hair.
Oh, Paul Wachter?
Paul. Justice for Paul. He gave me cornbread energy, if that makes sense.
Cornbread energy.
Gave me cornbread energy.
F
like
y'all.
OTT.
Yeah.
Loved him. F y'all. Who else did I? Oh, I really, guys, still waiting for Zeke to answer my DM.
Yeah.
Jessica.
Jessica Lewis. Yeah.
Love, live, laugh, love. She's great. Her and I have been chatting a bit. Oh God, rocks, man. What a thing.
Rocks, man.
What's the thing where you got to pick the rock?
Rocks, man.
No, I'm saying like rocks, man. Like what? Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a guy on the season. I was like, who's that?
Picking rocks.
Yeah,
guys, if I ever got on that show, did you have to go? Don't tell me. No spoilers for your season.
Mm-hmm.
But what I will say is I'm starting Rob's season this weekend, and I'm starting Saturday morning. I'm so excited for it. I'm
about to see some tatas today.
Who was that?
That was Michaela.
When Michaela was topless during one of the competitions, she just let her bathing suit go. I said, "You go, girl." I said, "You go, girl." I stood up. I clapped for her. I was holding my invisible pearls, and I said, "You go, girl." She was amazing. Jay did an unbelievable job. Everyone did so great. Really love Will. What's Will up to?
Yeah, I think he's like off the grid. He doesn't do a lot of stuff.
Justice for Will. We got to get him back. Did he graduate high school?
He's in college, yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's so guys, sweet. Started Ghost Island. I am on episode two.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good episode.
So far, it's good.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I forgot.
Wait, actually.
You started episode two.
I know that Jacob has been evicted. So maybe.
Yes.
Justice for Jacob. Does he come back? Do we get a return?
Jacob Derwin has not returned yet.
Has he ever been on the podcast?
Yes. He's from Merrick, I think.
What?
Yeah. We'll talk offline.
Guys, yeah. I'm so sorry. All I want to say is thank you so much for starting this journey. If anybody has any recommendations for seasons to watch, hit up the DMs, but I will be starting season 6 this weekend. Thank you and good night.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about what's coming up here on Rob Has a Podcast and the Rehap Ups. The Challenge, War of the Worlds. Did you watch The Challenge? Any of your friends on that?
The season?
Yeah, who do you know that's on that?
My best pal, Josh.
Josh Martinez.
Josh Martinez.
Yes.
We just got... Actually, I'm not going to get into
this. All right, you're not going to say that. Nope. Okay. All right.
But yes, very excited to watch Josh. I... I'm a little nervous for him.
Why?
Because you don't know how things can get edited, and he... had an experience, to say the least, so I'm nervous, but I'm excited to see it.
All right. How about American Ninja Warrior? You watch that?
No.
Not yet. Not yet. Well, you don't have to, because Taryn and Lita have the recap of episode number 13
I'll watch it.
From this season. Go ahead and check that out. What else we have coming up? Oh, the great Liana Boris. So many of you know her from the RHAP B&B. That the Saturday, Liana Saturdays, RuPaul's Drag Race, among others. You could check out the great Liana Boris talking about Australian Survivor. And that's when you get really hardcore, when you run out of American seasons.
How do I watch
it? I'll give you the links if you want to watch it. But stick with the American seasons because there's a lot more episodes.
I know, you're right.
Easier to binge the U.S. episodes.
Okay.
And we can tell you what seasons are good. Bachelor in Paradise. What? Jordan Parhar was on the Bachelor in Paradise wrap-up?
What?
Who is this?
The Jordan Parhar.
Jordan Parhar.
He looks cute. Who is he?
He used to podcast with us.
Yes.
He used to be one of the LFC. Well, he used to run his own podcast.
The Rehab Hour. Rob, I was not interested.
The Rehab Hour. First of all, he was on Big Brother. I can't believe you don't know who he is. Yeah. He was on
Big Brother Canada 3.
Then hosted the Rehab Hour.
And then I brought him in.
Instead of Taryn being the host, it was Jordan Parhar as the host. And we got to podcast with him, and he's so fun and funny, and I love him.
And then he retired from podcasting a couple of years ago, but he is back to talk about Bachelor in Paradise.
And he's spoken for.
I believe so. I think I've seen pictures recently of him with a new lady friend.
I'm not interested.
Forget it then.
Okay. All right.
I don't want to hear it anymore.
I've not finished watching Bachelor in Paradise. I'm trying to get Nicole to watch it. She has to watch. I was trying to talk Nicole into it. Like, hey, Nicole, this could be our thing. This could be our thing. We could sit in bed and watch Bachelor in Paradise.
She said,
John Paul Jones. She actually did watch it a little bit with me because she thought she's like, oh, why do you want to watch Bachelor in Paradise? Because there's girls on it. It's like, no. Because there's crazy people on it.
It's not about the girls. It's about the crazy drama.
Yeah, the crazy Almost drama. Paradise. Yeah, that's so the best intro.
I think Bachelor in Paradise is better than regular Bachelor and Bachelorette. Yeah. I feel like the one-on-one dates are so boring.
It's the best show on television.
But Bachelor in Paradise, everyone could be with each other.
I heard who it might be.
It's confirmed.
There is a confirmed new Bachelor, but I don't know if we're supposed to say
that. Yeah, I don't know if we're supposed to say that.
It's Rob.
It's not Jordan Parhar.
It's Jordan Parhar.
JPJ, not JP. Okay. Then this is a really good one.
What?
Okay. Check this out. Today I posted my interview with Dalton Ross, who did a 20,000 word oral history of Dan's funeral from Big Brother 14. I have it right here. I have it right here with my notes on it.
Oh my God.
20,000.
It's so good.
20,000 words. This is 19 pages front and back.
Hands it here,
I was late to work today because I was reading it.
So good. So good.
I couldn't stop. I'll just read the beginning and then I'll read it later. And I read the whole thing.
Check out my podcast where I talked with Dalton Ross, my good friend Dalton Ross, about all of this. And then find out why Danielle Murphy is feuding with me on Twitter.
Find out.
Find
out live.
She came for my wig on Twitter. Wants to know, why do I have a personal problem with her?
She came for my wig.
I'm like, really? That 7 years after Dan's funeral and you're mad at me?
Yeah, come on. Pick another hobby, sis.
Yeah, okay. Really good, really fun interview. Check that out. All about that. Do I have any notes? I circled stuff to talk about.
I'm looking for the pictures.
For the environment, I deleted all the pictures.
Looking for illustration?
Before. There are pictures that were in there. I deleted them all, so it would be like 5 pages shorter to print. Okay. Then let's talk about, tomorrow morning. This will be a good one. Puya Friday is in the works. Check out what Taryn and Puya have to say. A little bit of a later start time. Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Then check out Taryn all weekend long to see what Jackson is doing on his HOH. Tell Ray to get up the watermelons. Get in a late night watermelon run for Ray. Did you catch that the other day, Caitlin, when we heard Jackson's watermelon orders? Tell us what goes on when you're the HOH.
Yeah.
This is what Jackson.
Large watermelons, as many as y'all can get. If we're able to get more watermelon, that would be great. Alan, the alien, smashed one of the watermelons.
Hey,
I don't know who Ray is.
Hey, Ray, how late is Ralph's open tonight?
Ray, we need the watermelon in here.
I know the name of the person that gets the HOH stuff, and he's not like far off from what the guy...
Oh.
So he's not like...
Oh, so do you think that that's a misnomer?
Yeah, totally. And also...
Yeah. All right, you'll tell me.
Excuse
later.
Excuse me, I am stuck in literary genius.
Yes, okay. Just read that. You're going to read the oral history of Dan's funeral right now?
I'm cross-legged. Like, excuse me, I'm very comfortable in my...
Okay, good. Well, I want you to be comfortable. Okay. All right, and then Sunday night, we'll recap what's going on with Jackson's HOH on Sunday night and see how the competition all played out in the episode on Sunday night, first day of September. We're in the home stretch of Big Brother 21. So be sure to check that out coming up on Sunday. And of course, we got some great stuff going on with the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. Up as of this morning, posted a brand new Rehapisode featuring some of the guests that have come through the studio this month. August was a huge month for guests here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of great behind the scenes footage up in our Rehapisodes. That's the behind the scenes web series that we create for the patrons only. That's up at robasawebsite.com/patron. I also, that at the $5 level of patronage, I made the Caitlin Rehapisode of Caitlin's first night here available for all the patrons to see. Just so you can check out what we're doing on the Rehapisodes for a limited time. If you are a patron, you can go ahead and check that one out from a couple of weeks ago as well. And check out what Caitlin is wearing. Caitlin said, one day I really want a buff. I said, hey, you want an RHA?
Okay, guys, this is what happened. Yeah. So I get here, I'm sitting here, we're just doing our thing, and I was like, oh my god, I would do anything for a buff one day. And he was like, well, do you want like an RJP buff? And I was like, Rob, what are you talking about? And he scurries away into the unknown.
Yeah,
very dramatic.
And he comes back, he's like, I mean, I didn't think you'd want one. Like, this is a...
This I never is, thought Caitlin would, look, what, guys, would guys, know what, guys, what a buff was.
Guys, yeah. Look at me,
it's beautiful.
And
gorgeous colors.
Like, first of all, I can wear it like this. I can wear it like
it over your face.
Nick could have worn it over his face so a fly didn't go on.
Please look at me right now.
Yes.
Okay, guys.
I can wear it
like the way like the kids do. Like, and I was thinking maybe...
Here, come back with the microphone.
I was thinking, I was also thinking maybe, you know, the kids wear it around their necks for those of you that are just listening to this.
Like
also like a scarf, like a cute like circle scarf. Also, I was thinking, I think that maybe next week I'll come in and wear it as a tube top. And I'll put dirt on my face.
Okay. New look.
Yeah.
It's the new Caitlin.
The new Caitlin. Okay.
The new Caitlin and the new Rob.
All right.
Same Rob, new Caitlin.
Same Rob, new Caitlin. Okay.
I'm evolving.
Yes. All right.
Here's your script.
Thank you. It's a script. That's script. I mean, unless they're going to read it.
Do you want to play the roles of people?
It's a long, it'd be a long, there's not a lot of impressions to do here except for Chef Joe, aka Kitchen Joe.
Can we do a cold read at the live show?
What do you want to read?
We'll take
us. You're going to bring a play?
I'm going to bring
2 weeks
cats.
From tonight. We will be live with Caitlin and Eric Stein and Taryn and Brent are going to be there. There's going to be a lot of
maybe Taco
excitement.
Tuesday.
Taco Thursday.
No, I'll print
We're going to do a performance.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys should absolutely print out the script.
Is that off Broadway in Chelsea?
Yeah, off Broadway.
Okay, so we could do a live performance on stage.
And
do print out the script for Taco Tuesday and act it out.
Yeah, we'll be so good at it. Yeah.
And someone has to be Tommy in the corner, like, oh my God. Oh,
Brent will
do
that.
This is my big break.
Yeah. We'll be so good at it.
Yes. So good. Okay. All right. Melissa, people should listen to you on Reality Steve. What do you go? RealitySteve.com. Scott St. Pierre is a big Reality Steve guy.
Yeah, this is like the first time I have.
Scott,
to plug
is that true? Am I? Is that fake news? Scott St. Pierre keeps track of. He wants to know who The Bachelor ended up with from
he
the jump.
It's
totally true. I love Reality Steve. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a very awesome opportunity. So
I love
him
too. Honestly,
you guys hooking that up for me.
Okay.
Very, very nice.
All right. So check out that interview. Check out It's Melissa with 3 A's.
Wait, Melissa, are you on 10K yet on Twitter?
I am. Thanks to you.
Excuse me.
You did that for me.
Yeah. How much money does Caitlin owe you?
Nothing.
You owe a lot of money.
Excuse me. Yeah, I guess I owe a lot of money, but you didn't even like shoot me a text to be like, hey, got to 10K. That seems like a big deal.
I someone tagged you on Twitter, so I thought knew.
I get tagged in so much.
They were like, Caitlin, look at this. Wow. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't have as many followers as you. But, you know, you did this, Caitlin. So I'm
excited for you. That's so fun.
Yeah, that was your doing.
In other news, I'm losing followers by the day. So you can find me.
They're all coming
to me. What do you have? What do you have?
No. On Twitter, I always gain, but.
You always gain. Where do you lose followers? On Instagram?
On Instagram. People like hate me.
Why? What are you doing there?
Instagram is tough. Posting people ads. Get frustrated with the ads.
I know, but like, guys, I'm literally
But you gotta
to
make that moolah. You gotta make the moolah.
I'm trying
you know?
To make rent and like keep a stable savings account. So like, can everyone just like throw me a bone?
Yeah. Yeah. So that Haley Strong taught me when I was on the Bachelor in Paradise for Hap Up. It's called SpawnCon.
SpawnCon?
Yeah, sponsored content.
Yeah, SpawnCon.
Yeah.
SpawnCon. I'm getting like way too comfortable. Do you see my posture right now?
You too comfortable? Okay.
Guys,
was that a bad thing or a good thing?
No, I love it, but I'm scared you're going to be like, yeah, work on your scoliosis, Caitlin.
Do we have a lot of like chiropractors that watch the show?
Okay. If you're a chiropractor and you watch the show, DM me if you are a immunologist by any chance.
What's an immunologist?
I have what's called, and for those of you that are listening that might have this too, prayers to you, my friends. I have what's called selective IgA deficiency, which is something I was diagnosed with 5 years ago, and I am susceptible to infections in all my mucous membranes.
Oh, no.
I get a vaccine. Yeah, it's okay, but I get a vaccine once every about 3 to 5 years to help it to raise my immunity and like the blood cells and all that fun stuff. But I'm due for one. I don't know if you remember a few weeks ago, I had a bit of a cough. Do you remember
yes,
that?
Yes, yes. You thought you potentially had a hernia.
Oh my God. That was bad. No, guys, I legit thought I had a hernia due to my cough. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm due for a shot is basically the bottom line. It doesn't matter. I'm getting it done when I'm in New York. If you're an immunologist on the West Coast, let me know. Wow, Melissa like literally looks like she hates me right now.
No, I don't. I'm being attentive. I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm being a listener.
Cardiologist, hit me up. Dentist, hit me up. If you're anything, if you're just someone that wants to put me on your healthcare, hit me up.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think that Melissa will ever come here and join us on a Thursday?
Honestly, no.
No.
I want to.
She wants
because
to.
You live so far
she
away.
She wants to. Okay.
Oh my God.
What about the West Side?
Never mind.
Okay.
I have to go all the way to the valley.
All right.
What is wrong with you?
It is tough at this hour. I get off work and then I have to go all the way over there.
Take a day off, Melissa. If you really wanted to be here, you'd use a personal day.
I do want to do it and I will do it. I will.
Melissa, start making more of an offer.
Yeah. Come on, Melissa. All right.
Okay.
You'd use a personal day to go to Reality Steve's house.
I did not use
Is reality Steve in LA?
No, he's not.
Where does he live? New York?
A mere Skype call was all it took.
Okay. What does he even look like? I don't even know what he looks like.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that later.
Reality Steve is in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. All right. I guess we'll wrap this up. You can follow at Kate Coaching.
At Kate Coaching on Twitter. Caitlin_Herman on Instagram.
Okay.
Do what you will.
All right.
Also, can I just clarify for everyone saying I was cheating on Rob as a podcast with Reality Steve? Rob got me this interview. This was not a thing where I went off on my own and was like, I'm going to do my own thing now. I'm too big for this. It literally was that, Rob. No, it was not like I had 10,000 followers and I was over it. We set it up.
Everyone take a chill.
Come on. Come on. All right.
Come on, guys.
All right.
Everyone's like, Melissa, oh my God.
Why would you do this to us?
No, we want Melissa. We want Melissa out there and
grinding.
So people, I'm on that grind.
That podcast grind. Okay. I was promoting the show. I was saying, hey, there's, you know, we do a recap after every episode. We do a Monday roundtable. Taryn does his morning updates. I did a whole thing.
Yeah,
she failed to mention.
Did you mention Caitlin? Did you plug Caitlin?
I did not plug Caitlin. We're done.
Right. I'm good. Thanks, everyone.
All right. We'll see if we can get Brent out there. Okay.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. Right. It's over.
All right. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll see you next Thursday night for the double eviction. How about that? That'll be exciting.
Hell yes.
Yeah. We planned all season. Andy Heron will come on when the double eviction is coming up. Next week, he's going to see it too.
Yeah. Andy
can't
plans.
Be with us. He can't be with us, so
in the
we'll talk. We'll be back next Thursday night for the double eviction. So very excited. Also, next week on the podcast on Wednesday night, we're gonna have Sam Smith.
Oh, whoa!
Send it.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's gonna be so many Sam Smith impressions.
He will be worked up. And ready to go on Wednesday.
It's gonna be a loud one. Turn your volumes down, everyone.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Everybody, thank you so much for watching. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.